Pre-show time here on Thursday, and we're going to be on our way to San Francisco. Friday's show is going to be originating from San Francisco, and there will be no chat, but Saturday's BSP-only show will be originating from San Francisco, and Monday's show will be originating from San Francisco. And I promise you that that is the truth, because, you know, really what we're going to be doing is, oh, that reminds me. Fuck. I got to do something, man. Hold on for a goddamn minute. I don't know if this is going to fuck things up or not. Let me see. Wild is the wind. Let me see. Fuck. Wild is the wind. Let me see, man. This is probably going to fuck everything to hell now. Hand basket, man. Well, let's see. Your software. Okay, that's good. Hope I'm not fucking up. I have to get, I've been promising to update. Okay, good. Now, gotta open this device. Look at this fucking thing. Oh, what is this, man? Most recent? 101, 102, 127, 126, 127. And so what I'm looking for here now is... No idea, man. Love me, love me, love me. Nope, that ain't not it. I'm just doing some thing. I guess I can show you guys what I'm looking for. Well, I don't know. Do I dare? Do I dare? That's not it. Yeah, that's Christine, and can you hear? I don't know if you guys can hear or what, but just in case. So that's Christine and Hannes. That was at Christine's birthday party. But I gotta look and find. What I'm looking for is Hawaii. God damn it. Oh, this is probably it. Let's see. Yeah, I think this is it. I think this is it. I don't know. But I want to get this stuff. I want to get this stuff onto the website. And I believe this is it. I got a 25-minute little home movie from Hawaii that I want to put into the home movie section of the website for you guys to... you've seen it. And in varying degrees, but you haven't seen it without all the music and shit. And I actually pulled the clip off of their and eliminated the music. It was just me and Lauren talking in the car, so you can hear our conversation, which is not all that fascinating, but it's just, you know, her and I talking and giving each other shit and enjoying the drive. We went the first part of it is we're going up to Waimea, and the second day we were going up to Princeville, which I never really rolled any video from Princeville because it was, by that point I was fucking hungry and tired and sick of the whole drive. As I told you, it was a very strange vacation, man. It was not one that and Lauren either. I think it's one that either one of us really enjoyed. We got 4 minutes. That really? Man, I thought we were going for much longer. Love me, love me, love me. I hope this is the one, man. God, I hope this is the one. One thing I'm going to do here is I'm going to mute this motherfucker. Where is the other? Mute this thing. Shut up so that I will. Wild is the wind. I'm just, you can see I'm loading this thing. I got some fucking motocross shit on the tube here. I don't know what this is. This is NBC. I probably got to put it on the, I got Chelsea and West Brom on the other channel. Don't ask me. I like it. You know, I can't explain to you why. I just like it. I like the Premier League soccer. Oh, look at that. There's a score. West Brom ties it up, baby. Right? No, they didn't. Or did they? Woohoo! Just the other side of the net.
I get busted because I clean the floor.
We're on our way to... Wyatt, no, you can talk. I'm here with Bithynia, otherwise known as Everfessence. Some of you know her as Lauren. And we're on our way to Waimea Canyon, which is the most
dramatic
canyon.
Now, here's what I want to find out about this. Pardon me for just racing ahead, but you guys who have BSPs, obviously...
Are you Mr. Chopper?
Yeah, see the...
Yeah.
Good, so this is it. This is it. This has got all the audio.
Because there might be a river. This has got a burnable Mustang, which is the official car of Hawaii.
Good, man. Okay. Now, I don't know why the... I don't know what this fucking shit... I don't know why there's music on the end of this motherfucker. God damn it. Why is there music on the end of that? Oh, man. Shit. Motherfucker. You know what? I don't give a fuck. All right, so that's it. Yeah, all right, so... I will have to, lay that one on my brother there, Alex. Okay, cool. Wild is the wind. Wild is the wind. Fucking U.S. Navy sailors. Apologize. I can't watch that shit, you motherfuckers. Anyway, you know what? When you're Iran, I guess you get your victories where you get them. You know, when you're Iran, you squeeze these little meaningless fucking victories. Put a gun to somebody's head and... All right, what I'm trying to do here... Resume, West Brom. Yeah, okay. All right, so that is going to be cool. So we will have that sitting there, and that will be great. And All right. Wasn't that great? That's something that I enjoy doing. I enjoy that.
Well, that was wonderful, Phil. That really was.
And, all right, so today on the show, I just want to make sure that I'm just loading something. Aha, there we go. Okay, so there, that is going to be there, and I want that motherfucker in the file tonight, and I'll give that to Alex so he can load that onto the website. All right. This is funny. Jonah Hill, Scarlett Johansson. It's like Channing, Hail Caesar, Coen Brothers. February 15th. Well, nice kick, man. There's nobody there, motherfucker. I'm watching the... So this is Chelsea and West Brom. That's Diego Costa. The guys in red are West Brom. The guys in blue are Chelsea. Chelsea won the Premier League Championship last year and promptly came out of the gate this year. And Diego Costa is famous for starting shit. That's he's just something he's known for. And that dude's like a lot bigger than him, so looks like we got some shit starting here. So Diego Costa, he is famous for getting guys tossed. This guy Olsen, who cost us, he cost a jaw jacking out of him. And these guys, and Diego Costa is famous for starting shit and getting guys tossed. And there's John Terry, who's got the mohawk there, who's the captain of the team. Olsen, the guy, the big tall guy with the headband, is, I believe he's the captain of West Brom. And see, look, Diego Costa won't let it go. And Olsen's laughing because he knows it. All Diego Costa's trying to do is get this guy off his game so that he gets tossed, you know, gets the old red card, and then... But this is what Chelsea's doing to these guys right now. They're trying to get inside their heads. West Brom is a team that's mid-table, as they say, meaning they're, you know, between 1st and 20th. There's 20 teams in the Premier League. And they're a team that was fighting for survival in the Premier League. Otherwise, they get what they call relegated, sent down to the lower division. But they've got a new coach. They got a coach guy named Tony Pulis. He's known for keeping teams viable. This guy right here, he's very well known. He's famous in the Premier League as a guy that can, you know, save the day and keep teams from going under. Now they're playing Chelsea. This is a team, the guys in blue, that won the championship last year. They came out of the gate this year and stunk the place out. Just sucked. And right now they are somewhere floating around 14th or 15th or 6th, you know, in the league. They suck. They just really suck. Their coach has been fired. They're now, you know, working with, I don't know, like a round table of coaches. I don't know what the fuck Chelsea's got for coaches. Here's a guy that looks like he got his face kicked in. So, Chelsea is fighting to regain its very, very high championship form. It's a championship team. It's a high class, one of the best in Europe. And here they are fumbling around in, as they say, the lower half of the table. With a team like West Brom. So they're coming in here, they're at home. Because in Europe, in England, the home team comes first. When you look at that score, the home team is the team that is listed first. In American sports, for whatever reason, we list the home team as second. and they're playing West Brom, and West Brom is they're in 3 minutes of extra time here. Half is 45 minutes. You can see they're at 47:26. They get 3 minutes of this injury time, whatever the fuck. There's a penalty kick that I believe West Brom's going to get. West Brom already starting to cry and scream. And so Chelsea's already got their heads kind of... that sucked. Well, it's a nice little curveball that got tossed in there. You gotta get, you fucking guys. Talk about fumbling around in front of the fucking net, man. West Brom, you had about five or six opportunities there. Now we got a penalty. So anyway, here comes Costa. Look at him. No, did you see what the man get to me? You start to fuck with me. But they had to throw that motherfucking caught Diego Costa out of there. But he, you know. That's what he does. Right there, you saw something happen down there. Here's a guy's got a fucking black eye. Here, put it on behind me.
Wild is the wind. Wild is the wind.
How's that? Oh, halftime. All right. Well, then fuck it, man. Here's the goal. Here's Chelsea's goal in the first half. I don't give a fuck about you. Bang. Just pop that thing in there. Very nice play. Here he is. Got the guy. Yeet. Is it? Who was it? The guy. It was Mr. Face. It's Face Boy. Then here comes West Brom's goal. Zoom. Beautiful kick. Beautiful fucking kick. Look at this. Look at the touch he puts on this thing. Very nice. Very nicely done. All right. You know what I had for dinner tonight, man? I'm telling you right now. You guys have got to get this shit. Well, you know, I had a box, and it's only 800 calories. And that's the only calories I've had today. A box of Zatarain's, red beans and rice. God damn, that shit's good. You cannot beat that shit. And then if you really want to kind of, you know, do a beautiful thing with it, you just take about half of that box, maybe a third of that, so you've only got about, you know, a couple hundred, 300 calories, 200 calories. And then you sprinkle in some ground turkey, and man, it's a beautiful thing as far as I'm concerned. Christ, I could eat that fucking three meals out of the day. That's how much I love that. God, that Zatarain's, it's a beautiful, beautiful thing. Four suspected attackers dead in Jakarta. Christ almighty, what's going on now? These goddamn fucking terrorists. Well, you know, there's always somebody somewhere trying to drag you back, man, into the past. And it's a civilized man and a civilized woman that continues to press forward, pressing forward, moving the human race inexorably forward. That's where the real courage comes in, you know. Hanging back, wrapped around superstition and religious, you know, fears. It's the same as coming out of the cave, as early man did, looking at the sun and figuring that's God. Because I can't figure this shit. I don't know what. That must be God. Early man was a sun worshiper, as you well know. The sun was the life giver. The sun was everything. There wasn't anything that we couldn't see that wasn't affected in a positive way, or possibly in a negative way if you misused it, than the sun. So the sun was the life giver. And if it was a rainy day and a cold day and a drizzly day, and you know, we had to figure that out. Hence began our first steps on this orb. We were believers in spiritual deity. I'm not saying that that's the right way to think, but I am saying that it is just fucking chiseled into our DNA. And then gradually, as we learned a little bit more about the world around us, we moved beyond that. But there were those that wanted to hold us back, see? The most dangerous motherfuckers in the world today are not the atheists. These are not fucking atheists that are blowing people up and murdering people. You know, those are not atheists that are cutting people's fucking heads off. You know? Those weren't even atheists that crucified Jesus. They believed in gods. Not one god, they believed in many gods, but they believed in deities, you know. So they had more in common with the Christians that they were murdering and crucifying, and the Jews that they were murdering and crucifying, than they would with the average atheist, wherever or whoever he or she may have been in those days. And then came the world of science, enlightenment, and the believers in spirituality said, well, how do I reconcile that with, because I know that spirituality has had some effect on my life, and I'm trying to figure out what, and maybe they got into metaphysics, maybe they became atheists. I don't think anybody should be hostile to a believer in God unless that person is actively seeking to harm you or I. And God knows there are people who have believed, who have sought to do that. But just remember that. And if you're a believer in God, you have to ask yourself, what does that mean? What the fuck does that mean? You believe in God, okay. You believe in God. You believe in God's plan. Well, what the fuck does that mean for the rest? Your plan that you have, that you believe in, that God gave you, that you want to impose on everybody else. Okay. To what end? That we'll live forever somewhere else? You know, that we'll live eternally in another life? That this life here is unimportant? Well, anyway, I don't really give a shit about my honest opinion. We have a winner in the California Lottery, the $1.6 billion Powerball jackpot. The California Lottery has identified one unidentified person in California, won the massive 1.58% Wednesday after drawing the winning number. The winning ticket was sold at a 7-Eleven in Chino Hills, a suburb east of Los Angeles, officials said. No other states have reported selling a winning ticket for the $1.586 billion Powerball California Lottery. What is this? It's a Powerball? What kind of lottery is this? There was a late drawing at the lottery offices in Tallahassee, Florida. $930 million if a winner chooses an immediate cash payout instead of annual payments over 29 years. The Multi-State Lottery Association says Powerball is played in 44 states. Now, here's the thing. One in 292 million were the odds. That's something else, man. That's life-changing bread.
Wild is the wind. Oh, gosh. Oh, God.
I don't know, they're showing some dude right now that I guess was, one of the all-time greats or some shit. Check this dude out. Ronaldo. I've heard of Ronaldo. Right, well, he used to kick my ass. He fucking kicked my ass. Ronaldo is some kind of one. Look at the way this dude, ball handling, man, is pretty interesting. Look at that shot. Jesus H. cries. Who does he play for? Was that Arsenal? I don't know who that is. Oh, man, he got climbed on top of some guy's back there. AIG, is that Manchester United? It was like West Ham. Who is this, man? Barclays Premier. Yeah, Manchester United. Wow. Sir Alex Ferguson. Yeah, this guy Ronaldo was some kind of fucking football player. Oh my God, those guys are like stunned. Like, how the fuck did you goddamn make that kick? That dude there in the middle with the, there's Sir Alex Ferguson. The guy in the middle, I don't know if you saw him, is now an assistant coach there at, Sir Alex Ferguson is renowned in England. Barclays Sky Sports. Right. Cool.
What? Love me.
That's weird. That looks weird. That looks weird, me sitting here in the middle of this thing. You know what I had to do is, why can't I? There. All right, well, welcome back here, ladies and gentlemen, here to the Barclays Premier League, and I'm Sir Alex Foster. This is Phil Hendry, and in the background you can see the stadium is abuzz. Wait.
Wild is the wind.
Wait a minute. All right, so, thank you. If I do that. That looks really funky. I should be sitting up higher. See, in order for this to work, this chair is way too fucking low, for starters. For that kind of shit to be... For this kind of shit to be going down, man, I need to be, like, here. You know, like that. I guess. I don't know. And here, yeah, this would be, like... I have to be almost standing up. I don't know. Oh, shit. 29 foot? Are you shitting me?
God damn.
Well, the general's going to be pissed off at this, man. Okay.
Talk about my baby, little Latin loopy loo. She's a hot baby. There ain't no dance she couldn't do. She's a groovy little baby, little Latin.
Like that. I don't like that. I don't like that. Here's the wind. And Frank needs to talk about, Frank Gray should talk about Dr. Ted Cruz, Frank Gray on Ted Cruz.
Little Latin loopy loo. If you want to do the twist, there ain't no. If you want to say, she's my groovy little baby.
Oh, Hannity, why don't you fuck off? You know something? You are so goddamn stupid. The world doesn't even fucking under. There's no real quantifying. Hannity, Obama should have threatened to bomb the living crap out of Iran to secure the sailors' release. How fucking stupid are you, Hannity? Honest to Christ on a crutch. It's humiliating.
You don't even know what you're talking about, Hannity, and I'll tell you something, you know, you're a fine broadcaster. As a thinker and observer of world events and as an individual who makes any fucking sense at all when it comes to that shit, you're so goddamn fucking stupid, it's not even to be believed. What do you mean, bomb the crap? Now, I understand you're trying to, you know, about getting an audience, man, I can dig that. But you realize that this is your legacy? Do you want to go down in history as a fucking moron? I mean, a rich moron, I'll give you that. You want to go down in history as a wealthy imbecile? Because that's what you're going to be, Sean. Bomb the living crap out of her. Is that right? Really? Yeah? And what's that going to do? Other than start a motherfucking war in the Middle East, the likes of which you'll bring Russia in the middle of that. You want to start World War III. See, that's why, you know, Frank Gray, he thinks they want to start World War III. The Republicans want to start World War motherfucking III. Or maybe it's a war that the Republicans want because they feel it's the only play they have left as a party. They got no fucking answers for domestic problems at all. The only thing that the Republicans have any kind of play on is making a play when it comes to national defense. They couldn't give you a fucking answer when it comes to the problems of $1 trillion a year health care costs. $1 trillion a year. More. They couldn't tell you what the fuck to do with that. They don't know what the fuck they're talking about when it comes to immigration and solving that fucking problem, other than build a fucking wall and then send around a lot of Gestapo agents to start dragging people out of their fucking homes. All right, so there's their answer on that one. Then you, what's the next one, man? What's your solution for, oh, I don't know, infrastructure? How do you want to pay for that one?
We'll have the states do it.
Well, okay. That sounds like taxes to me, motherfucker.
Well, at least it's not federal.
So it's local taxes that you encourage. Is that what you're saying?
Well, then why are you even worried about it? Fuck that. Let that be a state's problem. I bet you don't even like the interstate system. After all, that is a national system. It's a national dollar, even though it was started by fucking Eisenhower. The Republican Party right now is trying to figure out whether they need to, fucking exist or not. That's what you motherfuckers ought to be thinking about. God damn it. All right. Here we go, man. She's my groovy little baby. Little and loopy loop. If you want to see the twist.
Hello?
Hello? All right, hold on, man. That's my boy. That's Kevin Gates.
Baby, you got.
All right, here we go. Testing 1, 2, 3.